Welcome to Launchpad series, where we showcase critical line of business applications on Windows and other Microsoft platforms for commercial and education sectors. With me today is Bob Chung. Bob, pleased to meet you.
Thank you for having us, Baldwin.
Thanks for coming. Bob is the president of Assist Dex in Bremen, right? Mm-hmm. And he's going to share with us quite a bit about his education software solutions. But I think before we do that, it's important for us to kind of set up a context, understand who Assist Dex is, and also the environment that we're in. I myself included, you know, I have a little child, and education is definitely something on top of mind for a lot of parents. So we'd like to cover those before we go into the meat of the demos and understand how Assist Dex can help educators today. So with that, can you share a bit about how you founded the company? What was that journey like? What was the inspiration?
Yeah, so the inspiration was actually my six-year-old daughter. So when she was born, I immediately started thinking about helping her to learn and to grow and to develop. And we played like game-based learning through on devices and on PCs and so forth. And that sort of sparked a real deep interest and passion for me in education and how technology and can play a role in helping facilitate that. And at the time, I was I'd just exited from my previous company, and I was sort of looking for something to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. So a new passion.
Yeah. So this sparked a new passion, and then we and through that we developed and started this company.
That's great. That's very admirable. I'm sure a lot of audience who might be someday interested in building a company will probably want to buy you a cup of coffee and learn more about that journey in a deeper level. So as I come to know Assist Dex, I know that, again, congratulate you guys for getting the 2013 U.S. Partner Award in the education side as part of Microsoft Partner Ecosystems. I think one thing that really important to me as I talk with a lot of education institutions that you know, have a conversation with is there's teaching kids is not an easy thing. Mm-hmm. They would have to take care of both physical, mental, emotional sides of a child, and technology can really play a role, but there are a lot of things in the background that could cause distraction and whatnot. So what I'm really curious is, as you talk to educators in the US, North America, and also in Europe, I think, what have you heard as the common things that they are concerned about and they want to make changes on?
Right. So the fundamental thing that educators are there to do is help kids learn and to improve outcomes of those students. But they need to do it with in a cost-effective way. The budgets are no longer growing for these education institutions.
Right.
In actuality, these public education institutions, their budgets are actually declining, if anything. So they need to be able to improve outcomes more cost-effectively. And certainly being a technology entrepreneur, we think technology can play a role in that. So their schools are now starting to look at adopting technology into the classroom and seeing how they can leverage that and to increase outcomes and reduce costs. So they're looking at all these different platforms of devices to use in those classrooms, and they have to start making choices and to decide which platform or platforms they want to adopt. Obviously, there's advantages and disadvantages of each. So they're going through that process of figuring that out. We certainly think Windows is the best platform, as our products are built on that. And then the third thing is, how do we empower the teacher? Because we've done early on in my early stages of building our company, we did work with various charter schools that mm-hmm. were early adopters of technology. And what we noticed is, if the teacher didn't have some level of control, they usually started class by saying, turn your computers off, because as great of a device for learning as these devices can be, it can also be a huge distraction.
Right.
So think of a student in the back of the classroom not paying attention and watching YouTube, right? So those types of things can be a hurdle. So what we developed is a solution to help empower teachers to have a level of control and orchestrate their lesson plan using these devices for their intended purpose of learning.
Right. And of course, the flip side of it is if there's an intention to show a particular video for the purpose of instruction, I think you're going to share with us about how your software can actually do that intentional insertion yes. of a video, which is, I think video is a neutral thing,
right.
but when used the right way, it can really benefit
exactly.
and accelerate the learning process versus the other way around.
Exactly.
Right? Right. Yeah. Awesome. So with that, why don't we just get started and take a look at how class policy and test policy work hand in hand together on these couple of teacher and student Surface Pro 3 device.
Great.
All right.
So we have two products, class policy and test policy, and they're both Azure-based cloud services. And there's a teacher app and a proctor app for the teacher or proctor, and then there's also a small piece of software that needs to be installed on the student devices. So let me dive into test policy first. This is the teacher device. This is a student device, and you can mm-hmm. see the teacher device is being projected on this larger screen. So when I go into it, this is intended to help education institutions manage devices and carts and labs for the purpose of testing. Mm-hmm. When I go in, the devices would be available, and now I can administer any kind of a test. It could be a high-stakes end-of-year test like PARC or Smarter Balance or
right.
a district test,
right.
or it could be a school assessment for math assessment or an interim assessment along the way. And we can certainly put the devices down into single-app kiosk mode, but I'm going to give you an example of what if, for whatever reason, the district wants to have two apps available, maybe a calculator and mm-hmm. the assessment, so they
right.
can effectively do their assessment, right? So I'm going to show you that example. I'm just going to click this math assessment example where we're going to enable both calculator and the assessment and deliver it in a lockdown state.
Right, right. So as we speak, I see that you turned the regular standard Windows 8.1 screen mm-hmm. to now it looks like it's a website for the test plus a calculator on the other side.
Exactly, exactly. And you can try it for yourself, but it's the charms are gone.
That's right. You can't, you're totally locked down. You cannot do the Windows charm anymore by design.
Right.
Also, the Windows key does not work by design. So there's no distraction to our point earlier.
And if you can just close that testing browser, as an example, so sometimes kids do things that you don't expect.
Inadvertently. Yeah.
And what happens is we just turn that device red to notify the teacher
Excellent.
Or proctor that something went wrong.
Right.
And if they double click on it, you'll see the test app is not running, and that's why they're being alerted. But we would also alert them if their battery life is getting low, because
yeah.
If the device shuts down, then
they can't continue the test.
Exactly.
So in this case, they can actually quickly give them an extra cable, charge it up, and off they go.
Exactly. And internet connectivity and various things. So we alert the teacher or proctor as these things happen, and we also enable them to remediate from their app, because just by clicking reapply for that one student, knowing that what's wrong was that the app was not running,
mm-hmm.
it relaunched that
right.
that
That's right.
testing
goes back to the test,
system
yeah.
for that student.
Right.
So we enable the teacher to remediate when the test is all complete. As you can see, that just went green because it detected that everything is okay now.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're done with their test, they just hit clear test, and what that's going to do is now release that device, so that they can quickly go back to what they were doing. So our system really enables the schools to put the kids into test mode quickly, efficiently, and apply that test when they need it. But when they're done, it'll just as quickly and efficiently release them
back.
So they can go back and do their normal course of
right.
activities.
So now you can go back to the Windows, you can now use Charms, or you can use anything else that you were doing prior to the test.
So now let me take a few minutes to talk about our second product, Class Policy. Class Policy is a classroom orchestration and management app, and you just go into Class Policy, and when the teacher logs in, they would be presented all of the sections that they're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
When they go into that section, they would be shown all the students that are part of that class, and we do that through an SIS integration mechanism. And when they're ready to manage that class, they just start the class to begin the management process.
Mm-hmm.
There's several categories of functionality that's available. There's a general orchestration category of things to launch different various things to the students' devices. There's restriction capabilities where we can restrict the student devices to a particular app, a particular website, or sets of apps and websites. And this is really the lesson planning and delivery piece, which is mm-hmm. the shortcuts mechanism. So let me show you a couple of real quick things. For example, the launching things. How do you get everybody to look at the same thing? Maybe we're using textbook application from No. Mm-hmm. So if I want everybody to be using that, I just click it and it will launch that No E textbook on all the student devices.
Right.
And what we do is we fully support the Windows 8 environment. So if your student is in the desktop UI, then if we're launching something that is a modern app, then we will automatically switch them from the desktop interface to the modern interface. And
right.
vice versa, if they're in the modern interface and you want to get them into the desktop interface, we will dynamically manage that
change,
for them.
Yeah, between mm-hmm. the two. Yeah,
right.
Perfect. And it looks like now the No modern app has just got launched.
Right. And then there's the app restriction side of things, where we can restrict people just to maybe the No app or whatever. But the real power is in the shortcuts, where we can collect multiple tasks and combine it into these shortcuts. Mm-hmm. And not only that, we have something called simulation mode, and I'll show you that real quick. I'll stop class, and when I stop class, I go into simulation mode. Mm-hmm. What I can do is I can plan my lesson by combining multiple steps of launching, restricting, all sorts of things, and create steps, and then not only create and plan that, but also practice it on the teacher device, because teachers typically don't have two devices
to practice the teaching flow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, and because when they go to class, it's actually a performance. It's actually a show in many ways. Mm-hmm. And if a show goes bad, everything goes bad. So they need a mechanism. The response we got was to practice this. So when you go into simulation mode, maybe one of the steps is to be able to enable to launch an Office Mix video. When I do that in simulation mode, it applies that shortcut onto my teacher device mm-hmm. and not the student devices.
Right.
So when I so I can fully test it out. It was a restrictive shortcut that said I couldn't do other things. So if I try to, for example, go open PowerPoint, it's not going to let me do that. Mm-hmm. If I try to go switch over here and play Pac-Man, it's not going to let me do
it'll
that.
Close out.
So the teacher can create a step that says
that's
this is the
good.
Only thing that you can do.
Right. So how I would interpret is this enables the teacher to kind of mentally and also visually walk through the whole hour of training mm-hmm. or teaching and make sure there's no steps that are kind of a bit choppy. Because mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you want to make sure the flow is very smooth and the kids get everything that they need to get out of the class without any kind of interruption and whatnot.
Exactly. And so it really enables the teacher to be disconnected. They can disconnect from their keyboard. They can be walking around, interacting with their students. And this is still in simulation mode, but if I want to go to the next step of this word exercise that's pushed into OneNote, which is another great Microsoft tool, is the shared OneNote capability.
Right.
We leverage that as well so that we can say, I want to put this OneNote exercise that's a Word document into this section,
right?
And I insert that exercise. It'll put that exercise in there. And now what I can do is I can actually, as a student, use my stylus and show my work. My penmanship's not the best. And because it's a shared notebook that's shared between the teacher and the student only, the teacher can get this exercise and homework submission electronically. They can grade it electronically. They can say this was good, 10 out of 10, or whatever. And
yeah.
all that transfer of homework submission, grading, and return can all be managed through OneNote shared notebooks. And again, we do all the other things that we talked about, which is, again, this is still restrictive. So if you try to go into Word, it's still restrictive. So you can lock the kids into doing this exercise, and that's all they can do.
Right, right. And this really makes sure that, I think to our point earlier, that the teachers can really maintain the control and management of the classroom flow.
Exactly.
So all the children, all the kids can actually learn at the same pace or at the right pace anyway for the intention of the class.
Exactly. And then when you're ready to again start apply these things, you just start class, and now you can apply that lesson shortcut sequence onto the student devices.
Great. So two products, test policy that help manage tests and assessments. And then classroom policy is, class policy is more of a general class, classroom teaching, learning type of management tool.
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thank you for showing these couple of tools. I do have a question. How should we think about these applications in relation to other Microsoft products? Because I know that at the end of the day, the products, the Surface Pro 3, Windows 8.1 tablets needs to be managed. Can you talk a little bit about what other products from Microsoft that you also work with alongside so they can be a holistic, complete solution?
Yes, and so this goes back to the fact that we've chose the Windows platform to build on top of because Windows has the most robust management capabilities on the market today. And our feeling is we actually end up completing that offering for education because there's a great technology that's available through Microsoft from the device to the OS to Office and all the capabilities of Office and in Mix and OneNote and so forth. And there's a device management capability, but the device management alone is not enough. Software inventory is not enough in education. You need this next layer of management capability that enables a teacher to tie together the whole world of content, whether it's instructional content or assessment content that's out in the that's provided by various other vendors, enable the teacher to quickly assemble that educational content and orchestrate and deliver their instruction, as well as assemble the assessment content out there to assess those students to see how they're moving along the progression. So class policy and test policy you can think of as sort of the glue that ties the very rich Windows platform and the offerings from Microsoft and with all the content that's out there from all the education vendors and just glue that all together to provide a great tool for educators.
Right, fantastic. Well, I'm getting really excited that I know that someday when my little girl will enter into kindergarten and elementary school, she'll be definitely getting a bit more robust training and education because they're enabling technologies such as these couple of tools from Assistec. So thanks for sharing with us. So with the remaining time, I think it's important that we help the audiences get started. There are educators today listening in or viewing this broadcast. Can you share with us what's the latest offer that's available so I can help them get started and so on?
Yeah, so the latest offer we have available is a free offer for test policy. So that's available freely to all U.S. education institutions to be used in the lab and mobile cart environment for their end of year high stakes assessments, whether it's PARC, Smarter Balance, or their state assessments, as well as any type of assessment, actually. So that's a free offering that's available for a limited time. And then our hope is that people will see the value in test policy and as they look to go one-to-one, that they will choose Windows devices and our software to help manage those Windows devices as they go down the road.
Great. Bob, thank you so much for coming to the studio today.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks for sharing with us these phenomenal tools for educators and students. And until next time of another episode of Launchpad series, don't be surprised that you'll be seeing some of these tools, the class policy, test policy, being used in the school districts in your areas. Thank you.